I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Computers, as you know, have been in schools for a long time. But starting with this new school year, kids in England are the guinea pigs for one of the most ambitious computing education programs in the world. Sophie Dean is the head of a nonprofit called Code Club Pro, which is helping to train teachers for the new curriculum. So, Sophie, I mean, computers have been in schools for decades. What's new here?
I think the big change here is that it's now compulsory to teach our primary school children, so 5-year-olds onwards, computer science. So we've got a new curriculum called Computing, and a lot of it is actually the same as our old curriculum, which included sort of how to make the best use of technology, which we call digital literacy, and sort of safety online. But we've introduced a new element, which is the computer science element, and that is teaching children how to code and how to program computers, but also teaching them about computational thinking, which is sort of the ability to look at problems, break them down into their component parts, and try and think of a way to solve them using computers.
You just said 5-year-olds. You're going to teach algorithms and kind of coding to 5-year-olds. That's ambitious. That really is ambitious.
I think it sounds a lot more difficult than it actually is. So an algorithm is a really simple step-by-step instructions to solve any sort of particular problem. And there's lots of different ways to teach it. But to give you an example, there's the jam sandwich algorithm. And there's a teacher called Philip Bagg, and he has a video on YouTube, and he goes to the front of the class and he has all of the ingredients for a jam sandwich, and he pretends that he's a computer and he gets the children to give him instructions. So they might say, you know, pick up the butter with your right hand, and he'll pick up all of the butter, you know, he'll get his fingers in it, and the kids roll about laughing, and they say, no, you know, pick up a knife and then put the knife in the butter, and they start really understanding how to break down instructions so that they're sort of clear and simple enough. And that's essentially what an algorithm is. So I think it's actually easy and fun to teach a 5-year-old an algorithm and to get them to start thinking about the fact that computers are dumb, and that if we break things down very simply, we can get computers to do very cool and exciting things for us.
And I gather students, teenagers, are going to have to master programming languages like Java and Python.
Yes, they do. You know, they're currently well-used languages. And I think that as languages develop, so will the curriculum. I imagine that a few years down the line, we might be teaching a different language. But fundamentally, to know what a language is and how it can be used is the thing that we're trying to get across in this curriculum.
So what is the big picture here? What's the goal of this program?
The goal in the national curriculum, sort of the first sentence of the national curriculum, is saying that we want to equip pupils to use computational thinking and creativity to understand and change the world, which I think is so cool because it's such an inspiring aim. I think that we want children to start thinking like creators of technology, not consumers of technology. We want them to go from sort of being passive to being active and to look around them and think, what problems are here? How can I understand them? And then what can I build to solve them? So we're getting them to think like engineers and to be really creative. And it's not that we want to create loads of developers in the United Kingdom, but I think in an increasingly digital world, to understand fundamentally what computers are and what they do will help you in that world and will make you be part of that world and be a creator in that world instead of just a consumer.
Sophie Dean, who's helping teachers master the new computing curriculum in England. Thanks very much.
Thank you.